الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تغضب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أي صحابي رضي الله عنه a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said awsini, give me advice. There are various opinions of the commentators of hadith as to who this companion was. Some have said it was Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Some have said it was Haritha ibn Qudama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and others have said it was Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Either of them came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said awsini, advise me, O messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taghdab." Do not become angry. Faraddada miraran. This companion, radiyallahu anhu, asked a second time, "Awsini, give me more advice, something else." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taghdab." Do not become angry. So he said a third time, "Awsini." Give me more advice. Maybe something else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taghdab." Do not become angry. Faraddada miraran. He repeated the same question various times. Awsini, 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 expecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say something else. But every time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated the same advice, which indicates that this advice is very, very important. He said, "La taghdab, do not become angry. La taghdab, do not become angry. La taghdab, do not become angry." If you are able to control your anger, then you will rid yourself of many evils. Because anger is root of many evils. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, instead of instructing him to do something new every time he asked, repeated the same instruction, لا تغضب, لا تغضب. And by repeating the same instruction, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was indicating to him that this instruction of mine is very, very important. And if you are able to grasp this advice of mine, you will be able to rid yourself of so many evils. So concentrate on this. La taghdab. Control your anger. Do not become angry. Now what is anger? The feeling that one experiences within himself when something happens against his wishes, against his desire, is anger. When something happens against our will, our wish, our desire, then you find a certain feeling within yourself, a feeling of frustration, a feeling of disliking. This is known as anger. Now, sometimes this feeling could be very mild. So you find within yourself a sort of resentment. And within seconds or within minutes, that resentment fades away. And sometimes this feeling is very strong. And when this feeling is strong, then this feeling demands you to do something. You feel like screaming. You feel like shouting. You feel like swearing. And if this feeling is very, very intense, then you feel like doing something physically. If the object that makes you angry is in front of you, you feel like physically abusing that object. If it is a person, you feel like hitting that person. Or if it is a non-living thing, so many people, they are in some kind of frustration, some kind of stress, and even something very insignificant will trigger off their anger. It is not that that particular item has made him angry. He was already angry. The feeling of anger was building within himself, and this was the last straw for him. So something very insignificant. So he's walking and he suddenly trips over something. So this thing that he has tripped over, it is not this item which is non-living that has made him angry. It was Zaid, Amar, Bakar, Ibrahim, Ismail who had fueled him. And this was the last row. So when he tripped over this item, he would get up and he would kick this item, despite knowing that my kicking this item is not going to bring any pain or any harm to this item. In fact, in some cases, it may bring harm to himself. But when this feeling of resentment, when this feeling that a person experiences within himself when something happens against his will increases and it reaches its peak, then the person is unable to control it. And he explodes. He will scream, he will shout, he may even swear, he may even physically abuse the person. He may in some cases kill the person. So in anger, a person is expected to do anything. It is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La taghzab," do not become angry. Because when you are angry, you may swear, which is impermissible. You may punish the person who has made a mistake, and you may go beyond the limits. You may cross the limits. وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِ. If you take revenge and if you punish somebody, then you must punish him according to the harm that he has caused you. Not more than that. If he has caused you 5% harm, then you can only take revenge and cause 500% harm. وَلَيْنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ. And if you are able to practice patience, that means if you are able to control your anger, لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ, then this is something very, very good for those people who are able to practice patience and who are able to control their anger. So a person may cross the limits. And if he crosses the limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become unhappy. A person in anger may behave in such a way that he himself will lose respect. He will not be able to behave like a gentleman. He will not be able to behave like a noble person. In anger, a person shouts. A person cannot behave with the other party with akhlaq, with adab, with manners. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is advising here, la taghdab, do not become angry. Do not become angry, practice patience. Practice sabr. Control your anger. Suppress your anger. Because if you do not suppress your anger, you will make a very big loss in this world and in the hereafter. And suppressing your anger, controlling your anger is a very, very difficult thing to do. Very difficult. It is for this reason you will find those people who are concerned about their self-rectification, soul purification, that they will be able to control their anger, control their anger, control their anger, and they may explode when the anger reaches its peak. But they are able to control their anger 9 out of 10 times. And the awliya-e kamilin, those who have reached the peak of wilayat, the siddiqeen, the muqarrabeen, they are able to control their anger in every situation. Those who are concerned about their islah, their soul purification, they are able to control their anger in 8 situations out of 10, 9 situations out of 10. Once in a while they may explode. And those people who are far away from deen, who are not concerned about their soul purification, they will not be able to tolerate even the mild anger. And they will explode. So it is very, very difficult to control anger. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is saying, la taghzab, do not become angry. Now that does not mean that do not experience this feeling that you find within yourself, because it is natural for human to experience this feeling of resentment within himself when something happens against his wish. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not saying that do not experience this feeling, do not find this feeling, because if you don't experience this feeling of anger, then there is no difference between you and a brick wall. There is no difference between you and a stone. When a person experiences this feeling and thereafter he suppresses this feeling and he does not carry out the demands of this feeling, he does not shout, he does not scream, He does not swear. He feels like physically abusing the person, but he controls himself. Then, in such circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant great reward to this person. Because it is a very big sacrifice. Very big sacrifice. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Laysa shadidu bis-sura'a. Laysa shadidu bis-sura'a. He is not a very strong wrestler who throws his opponent on the ground. He is not a champion who knocks his opponent out. Walakinna shadid, the champion is he, alladhi yamliku nafsahu indal ghadab, who is able to control his nafs at the time of anger. He is the real champion. So this shows how difficult this task is, how difficult this amal is. And because it is very, very difficult, it has been declared as a sign of a person with taqwa. A person who is a muttaqi, a person who has acquired the sifat of taqwa, he will be able to control his anger. And a muttaqi is the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. The person with taqwa is the friend of Allah. The friend of Allah has to be a person with taqwa. Without taqwa, a person cannot become the friend of Allah. And who are the people of taqwa? هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Those who believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, those who establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, those who spend from what we have given to them for our pleasure, for the pleasure of Allah. These are all the signs and the qualities of muttaqin. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. A sign of a muttaqi, a sign of a person with taqwa is that he spends in every circumstance. Fi sarra'i wa dharra, he spends when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him barakah in his wealth, and he continues to spend when he himself is in a dire situation. Even when he is not very wealthy, he spends. Wal qadhimin al ghayz, this is also a quality of a muttaqi, that he controls his anger, he suppresses his anger. Wal afina anin nas, and he forgives people. He is able to suppress his anger and he is able to forgive people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, one who controls his anger whilst he is able to carry out the demand of his anger. For example, if a teenager in his early teens is faced with somebody who is of an older age and who is fit and healthy, who is a wrestler, who is a boxer, and this wrestler, this boxer does something against his wishes, so he finds the feeling of anger within himself. And this anger demands him to take revenge. But he cannot carry out the demand of his anger, because he knows what will follow. But you have somebody who has reached the age of 30, who is fit and healthy, who is a boxer, who is a wrestler, and a teenager, 12, 13 year old, irritates him. And this boxer, this wrestler finds the feeling of resentment, the feeling of anger. And this feeling demands that he should take revenge. but he suppresses this demand of his anger. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one who controls his anger, one who suppresses his anger when he is able to follow and carry out the demand of his anger, then what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him entry into Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the freedom to choose whichever hoor that he wishes to choose from the hurayin. So if a person suppresses his anger 5 times, he will be granted this choice 5 times, this liberty 5 times. 100 times he will be granted this liberty 100 times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to try our utmost in rectifying this evil trait that we find within ourselves. As I said earlier, the feeling of anger is natural. Feeling of anger is natural. Feeling of anger is just like a knife. If you murder somebody with the knife, then it is a sin. And if you slaughter an animal with the knife and give it to the poor, if you make slices of fruit and with the knife and distribute it to people, this is an act of reward. So knife itself is not good or bad. It is where you use that knife. Similarly, anger is not good or bad. It is where you use your anger. If this feeling of anger did not exist, how would you be able to protect your property? How would you be able to protect your own honor? How would you protect the honor of your wife and of your children? Because if you have no anger, if anybody was to abuse your wife or abuse your children, or if anybody was to enter your home and leave with everything that is within the home, because you have no anger, you will just stand there looking. So the feeling of anger in itself is not bad. It is where you use it. So where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "La taghdab," do not become angry, it means do not misuse your anger. Do not use your anger on the wrong place. And we need to remedy this. The first thing we need to do is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, save me from this evil trait of anger. Oh Allah, save me from all evil traits, especially this evil trait of anger." Continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Oh Allah, purify me from this evil. Oh Allah, purify me from this evil. And oh Allah, keep me purified until I breathe my last." Dua. Number two, dhikr. Dhikr. When one illuminates his heart with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these evil traits that hide within the darkness of the heart will have to leave the heart. A house which is not habited, you will find within the confines of that home so many scorpions, so many spiders, so many snakes. But as soon as that house is inhabited and it is illuminated, the snakes and the scorpions will have to find place elsewhere. Similarly, for as long as our hearts remain dark, then within the darkness of our heart, the scorpion of anger, the snake of jealousy, spiders, insects will be able to hide. When we, in an organized manner, under the supervision of a sheikh, learn the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make our hearts zakir, illuminate our hearts with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these evil traits will have to leave and find home elsewhere. So number two, dhikr. Number two, dhikr. And number three, one needs to refer to a professional, a sheikh. if this evil trait persists, and seek guidance. And as a general remedy, there are certain things that a person is able to do. Whenever a person becomes angry, whenever a person experiences anger within himself and he knows that he will not be able to suppress it, he will not be able to control it, and he will explode. So one point that he must make is to move away from the object, from the person that has angered him. Or if he has the authority, for example, a father has become angry because of his child, a teacher has become angry because of his pupil, if he has the authority, then tell that object to go away, tell that person to go away. Separate from that object that has made you angry. Very soon the anger will cool down, will calm down. So move away from the object that is making you angry, number one. Number two, try to have a glass of water as soon as possible. Number three, try to perform wudu as soon as possible. Number four, if you are standing, sit down. And if you are sitting down, then lie down. Number five, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Anger comes from shaitan. And shaitan is a jinn. And jinn has been created from fire. And the flames of fire, wherever a fire is kindled, whenever fire is kindled, how do you see the flames of fire? Always going up, up and down, up and down, going towards the right, going towards the left, moving all the time. That is what you see in an angry person. He begins to jump up and down. He becomes just like a flame. Because anger is the effect from shaitan. As I said, anger in itself is not anything bad or is not anything good. It is where you use it, how you use it. As soon as a person becomes angry, shaitan becomes part of it. And now shaitan gets hold of that anger and he tries to misuse that anger. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a person who had become very angry. He had become red out of anger. And he was shouting and screaming. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I know a sentence. If this person was to utter that sentence, then this condition of his will go away. He should say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This hadith also indicates that shaitan has a big part to play in anger, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he should immediately say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge from the rejected shaitan. Shaitan is a jinn. Jinn is made of fire. It is for this reason it is advised to perform wudu, because it will cool the anger down. It is advised to drink water. Similarly, flames of fire always goes up. So if you are standing, then sit down. If you are sitting, then lie down. In this way, you will be able to control anger. You will be able to bring the situation under control. But this is a temporary measure. If this condition persists, then you need to refer to an expert, to your sheikh. And continue to refer to him until you rid yourself of this problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi. سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالحا ما أعطيتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير، اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير، اللهم الطف بنا في تيسير كل عسير، فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير، رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير، رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأقاربنا ولأهلنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا.